Reporters following her win, Stefanik thanked the former president, and I quote, for his support, end quote. She added, and I quote, Trump.
Peter Holzapfel, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Eagle.
The EBFN. Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
What's going on, everybody?
Today, Slay Act Diddy, One AKA from Professor Shakespeare's Slay, AKA The Porn of Caltech.
Mr. WGXC.
Blackberries, wampums. What form I have from made in calculation snowboarding.
It's EBFN. The Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part
Sundays
by the
at 3:30 on Wave Farm Radio for open ears.
The National Endowment for
WGXC,
the Green
ACRA, 90.7 FM.
Program administered by Create. The Alexander and
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia,
Trust,
Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital
donors,
cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since
support.
1971.
Thank you.
Mid-Hudson Cable,
WGXC
all direct connections on the web at mhcable.com.
The generous ongoing support
WGXC
of
is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support
WGXC
of sustaining
studio
supporters
publishing
among the station's
of Prairieville,
most dedicated
New York.
Listeners.
They care deeply about creative
supporters,
radio,
are among the station's
and their
most
investment
dedicated
helps
listeners.
To sustain WGXC
they care deeply about
as a public platform
radio,
for information,
and their investment helps to sustain WGXC
in Green
as a public
Columbia
platform
counties.
For information,
you too can become a
sustaining supporter
and engagement
by going to
WGXC.org.
You too can become a sustaining
designating
supporter
an amount
by going to
WGXC.org.
Thank you for your support.
Donate.
And designating an amount of your choosing.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
On the spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is Daily News and Weather Report.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on
WGXC
90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
This is Tom Rowe. You can
listeners
go to the newsroom,
WGXC.org, I'm Emily.
For more information
the
about
the
anything
Hudson
you
Area
hear
Library,
here.
And I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm
Edward
from
McKinley
Hudson.
Reports
and we're
in
here
the
every week
that Governor
talking
Andrew
about
Cuomo
books.
Defended
books
himself May 13th against allegations
bookish,
that he made
bookish,
inappropriate
things,
sexual advances
things.
Toward eight women by saying that, quote,
and
harassment does not
by our friends.
That is not harassment. If I just made
Tia,
you feel uncomfortable, that
Amelia,
is not harassment.
Emma
that is you feeling
Shuda,
uncomfortable, unquote.
And
the newspaper
AJ.
Quotes several
but
experts who
as
disputed
of right
Cuomo's
this
comments.
Very moment,
quote,
it
certainly
is just
the statement
Georgia and
the governor made, if that's
we
the
may
law,
have
I mean,
a friend
there's
us
no
later.
Sexual harassment.
We'll
beauty is
in,
the
meantime,
eye of the beholder,
what
unquote,
book did
said
you
John
want to talk
Daly,
about today,
an Albany employment
Georgia?
Attorney.
So
Deborah Katz,
I
the lawyer for Charlotte Bennett,
best friends
one of the women who accused
Shane
the governor
Neal.
Of sexual harassment, said that, quote,
did you
just someone who
drop
signed
a book?
The law defining sexual harassment in New
okay,
York State.
So this book is called Best Friends by
mandated
Shane
sexual
and Hale,
training
and it's
every
illustrated
year,
by Lee.
Seeing someone else take it on his behalf. Governor Cuomo continues to show an
Bam.
Alarming degree of ignorance
I've
about
been a
what
fan
constitutes
of
sexual
Le
harassment.
Union Bam.
Cuomo also said this
I'm just
during a
call
news conference
Leon
in the Bronx
Bam.
May 13th.
I
quote,
doubt that.
I never
I'll
said anything
look
I believed
so,
was inappropriate.
Hold on,
you could
one
leave
second.
This press conference and say, oh, the governor harassed
Lay
me.
Win.
You can say that.
Lay
I would say I never said yeah. anything
Lay Win
I
Fam.
Believed
Southern
was inappropriate.
Union.
I never
okay,
meant to
so
make
Lay
you feel that way.
Lay
you may hear it that way. You may interpret it that way, and I respect that. And I apologize to you if I said something
and
you
I've
think was offensive.
I've actually been a fan of that combination,
more about the story
combination
the
since I joined Kindergarten because I
Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Farrell School of Irish Dance in East Durham was vandalized sometime this week. Teacher owner Michael Farrell arrived at the studio to find significant damage to the space. Jean Mead Farrell, Michael's wife, said, and I quote, when we went to the studio to start class, he was shocked at the destruction before him, end quote. Farrell has been teaching the art of Irish tap dance to students in Greene County for more than 25 years. His school, located in the Weldon House on State Route 145, is one of several locations the school has in the region. Jean Mead Farrell said, and I quote, disgusting graffiti was sprayed on the walls, mirrors smashed, men's room destroyed, furniture and property destroyed, costumes strewn about. We assume it was all done by bored adolescents, end quote. The damage can either be cleaned up or replaced. And the Farrells now have the expense of installing cameras and changing locks. Police have been notified and an investigation is ongoing. The couple does not intend to press charges.
Gene Farrell said, and I quote, to the person or people who did this,
I have a few words for you.
I also have that, and I can share that next week.
She went on to say, you've actually riled many mama and papa bears. And we will find out who did this, end quote. Anyone with information is urged to contact local law enforcement. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com.
Tasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that recruiting material for the white nationalist hate group Patriot Front was found in Palatine Park in Germantown, May 12. It has since been removed.
And the art is just
a total of four
really
such stickers or
really
flyers have been found in Columbia County in recent months.
And really
quote, this is an anti-Semitic group, unquote,
so
local activist Michael Richardson said. Quote,
I really
at a different
like
time, Patriot
really
Front would be the KKK.
Pretty.
They are anti-Semitic.
It reminds me somewhat stylistically of Anna Telgemeier's artwork. Unquote.
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, Patriot Front is a white nationalist hate group.
It's not exactly the same. Like, I wouldn't mistake
them
for each other. I think it's maybe a little more realistic.
Virginia.
Yeah,
the organization broke off from Vanguard America,
a
neo-Nazi group that participated in the Charlottesville demonstration. Patriot Front is the most active of the white nationalist groups to use the dissemination of flyers, banners, and stickers as a recruitment tool.
There's
more than 3,500 incidents reported
in
2019
and 2020. Be sure to read
similar flyers
the first
and stickers
one
have
first,
also been found in the villages of Chatham
and
Philmont.
A lot of the things in this
Richard
book you won't get
the website,
until you read the first book.
Com,
also, the first book is just great. So the first book is Real Friends, and the second book is
about
Best Friends.
Germantown Town Supervisor Robert Bury said the sticker
out
was
those
removed
two,
and destroyed
I like
by a maintenance
more.
Crew when they saw it.
I
must have been
Real
put
Friends,
up in the
I read so
the
much over the past few
down,
years.
Unquote, Bury
I got
said.
Two or three years
Supervisor
ago, I read so much.
This kind of thing
like all the pages are
in
like
any community, and that it has no place in a civilized
like
society.
Out
quote, free speech
torn,
does not mean you can incite violence with
some
hate.
Some of them
unquote,
are like
said.
Water
Richardson,
and
Patriot
some
Front
money.
Has a strong presence in
She's
Warwick,
like
Orange County, and New Rochelle, Westchester.
So much.
Said he was surprised to see their
why do you think you like this
north.
One more than the
read
first one?
More about this story.
Like, what
Hudson
is it
Valley
about the story or the?
I don't know. I feel like the other
Paul
one.
Kirby
rushes
is reporting for
the
Daily Freeman. Ulster County has begun administering
the
coronavirus vaccine to the people
about the same
incarcerated
length, maybe
in the county jail. Sheriff John Figueroa announced on May 13th. Figueroa said during a press conference at the County Law Enforcement Center that Moderna vaccine, which requires two shots, was being administered by County Health Department personnel. The sheriff said that of the 210 people currently housed in the county jail, 40 had signed up to be vaccinated, and he hoped everyone would be vaccinated by sometime in June. He also said in-person visits at the jail will not resume until everyone has been inoculated. Figueroa also pressed for the general public to get vaccinated.
Please.
He said,
really,
and I quote, we don't want to go
one.
Through a shutdown
first.
Again, end quote.
First.
He added, and I quote, having these vaccinations are extremely important,
third.
End quote.
And now I'll give it to
County
Emily.
Executive Pat Ryan agreed,
that.
Saying, and I quote, to me,
there's
the science
a third
is clear
book coming
that vaccines are a pathway
Yay.
Out of the challenges, the economic impact, and the
there's
school closures,
service
end
called
quote.
NetGalley that
New
librarians Price
Police
can
Chief
use to
Robert
Lachesi
chimed
time,
in,
and I haven't
saying
used it
he
years,
also strongly recommends that,
recently,
and I quote, anyone who has not gotten vaccinated
sort of thing,
take the opportunity,
as being
end
on
quote.
There.
To do
and
so.
When I was looking Lachesi around,
said,
I saw that there's
I quote,
a third book
I think
in the
it's
series coming
getting
out,
back to normal,
and it
end
looks
quote.
Like the release date is in August.
On May 13th,
Ulster County
reported a continuing
August,
decline in its
we
number of active COVID-19 cases
Friends
to 146
forever.
Cases,
and
down from 189 the previous day.
Hale,
the last time Ulster had fewer
fan.
Than 150 cases
and
of the illness was on October 9th, 2020. The county's most recent rate of positive tests for COVID was 1.4%.
Shannon
you can read
is
the full story
grade,
in the Daily
and life
Freeman.
Is more complicated than ever. Everything keeps changing.
Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media that
other,
voters in the Kara Durham school
to date her.
Will be asked
and no matter
to
how hard she tries, Shannon can never seem to just
the 2021
be happy. As she works through
year,
her insecurities
well
and undiagnosed depression, she worries about disappointing all the people who care about her.
Buses and one
is something
new Chevy
wrong with
Suburban
her? Can she be the person everyone expects her to be?
The and who does she actually want to be? With her signature humor, warmth, and insight, levy,
Shannon Hale and Lewin Pham have crafted another incredible love letter to their younger selves and to readers everywhere. A reminder to us all that we are enough.
The winner of the fourth seat will serve a one-year term.
I can't wait to read it. Except I can't, apparently, because I haven't read it yet. It's definitely one that I'll want to read once it's out in print, because the version that I have right now is just an e-version, and I like
Audiobooks. She is a part-time lecturer at the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity at the University of Albany. She was formerly employed as a teacher with the Taconic Hills and Germantown School District. Miller has lived in the district since 2009. She's a lifetime Green County resident and has two children. Miller is an assistant principal of the children's home in Kingston. She is the former interim assistant principal of Cara Durham Middle School.
Letty has lived with his family in Cara for 26 years. I've already mentioned this on Bound by Books, for a large dental practice in Ulster County, and is also employed as a real property mold assessor.
I don't use Libby. I use the other Overdrive app. And I would be shocked if you couldn't speed up the player. Because you can in the Overdrive app.
I actually don't think I've heard audiobooks on Libby, but I bet that actually you could speed up.
Christopher O'Connell is a lifelong resident of the district. He lives with his family in Cairo.
I prefer Libby over
a high school history teacher and has taught 23 years. O'Connell has served on the
Cara Durham
board
for 6 years. You should be able to read
more about the story at
speed it up. And I've been recently listening to
Brandon
Pignone
is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Taconic Hills School District will be asked next week to ratify a proposed $38.9 million district budget for the 2021-22 school year. The spending plan reflects a 2.21% spending increase. In addition to the budget, voters will be asked to approve two special propositions. The first one would authorize the purchase of two full-size buses at a maximum total cost of $254,000, plus the remainder of the unallocated fund balance. The second seeks authorization to establish the Capital Fund Reserve Fund Number 2 of up to $5 million to finance the cost of capital improvements, including general renovations of school property. The three candidates running are Linda Lee and incumbents Bonnie Torshia and William J. Arp. Arp is a resident of Claverick for 11 years and has one son.
Yes,
he is a 30-year veteran of law enforcement and is an officer with the New York State Park Police. He currently serves on the board's audit and contract negotiations committee.
I love audiobooks.
He is a resident of Hillsdale, where she has lived for 3 years.
But I don't really like reading ebooks.
She is an author and editor and currently works as an assistant to a book agent in Hudson. Tachia is a 25-year resident of Claverick. She has two daughters and works as a social media coordinator organizer.
Nobody in the library
has been a member of the board for 6 years and served as its president 2.5 years.
Check it out.
And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
And then I mentioned using NetGalley to preview books as well.
Attorney General,
and I did actually read one of the ones that I previewed
May 13th, warned businesses against price gouging at the gas pump after the Colonial Pipeline was shut down for several days following a major hack of the company.
Is called Jukebox.
State law bars sellers of fuel and other necessary goods from excessively increasing prices during a market disruption, including supply shortages, as a way to generate a windfall profit.
And
pipeline is back online, but delivery is not expected to return to full capacity for several days, and the hack caused
some
temporary supply issues in parts of the country
that
led to a panic buying.
But this one's called Jukebox.
To be clear, the price gouging of fuel in New York State will not be tolerated for a moment.
It is about a young woman
whose take advantage of consumers by boosting prices to excess levels.
Is really into music and goes to this record store all the time to look for new records. And then one day he disappears.
$3,
and they're
or
not
just
sure
above
where he
$3
is.
In New York City.
And she,
May 13th,
with the help of her cousin, tries to find him. And they go to the record store, and when they go there, they find a jukebox that, when they interact with in a certain way, they end up traveling back in time to the era of the music that they're listening to. And they realize that that is why the father is missing. The record store owner is also missing. So they realize that he's probably somewhere back in time. And so they decide to try to find him. And so it's fun because it has time travel and it has some music. There's like a little playlist that's included with the book, which I always love a playlist in the book. That's a fun one.
Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, isolated showers after 2 p.m. It will be sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of around 45. And on Saturday, isolated showers after 2 p.m. Then it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 71 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 46 degrees.
When I was a kid, you would like go to a restaurant and there'd be a jukebox at your table or like a jukebox for the whole restaurant. You could put like a quarter in and choose the song you wanted to play. It's really fun.
And Columbia County.
The only time I ever see jukeboxes are at Gray's Inn.
You've tuned into Creative
jukebox.
Community Voices on the radio, WGXC
really
on Friday, May 14th, including at 11 a.m. Tune in
like
Afrosonic Taxi
diner.
With tracks from
I've seen
music.
Some electronic
on
ones or more
Tanya
electronic
Afri
ones
today.
That are
also
like digital.
Okia,
so they have like a
it
ruins it.
Vista
that's how
club.
I feel too, but I have seen those in more recent years, mostly at like bowling alleys or restaurants. Because you know I frequent
show.
The bowling alleys.
And at 4 p.m. on the WGXC afternoon
but yeah,
show.
So that was a fun
hear from
book.
Robin Papa.
Made me want to listen to all the songs.
Market that
I did
opens
listen to some of them.
Saturday
I didn't get to listen to the whole list.
We also hear from
I have to see if she has like a playlist somewhere where you can just listen to them all.
His roundtop dance facility. David Rothenberg, a Hudson Valley artist, talks about
his
feature on
Make
whales
sure to get
in the current
it for the
issue
library.
Of the National
so
Geographic magazine.
But anyways, we had Mishuta and Fatia joined us
to 6 p.m. on the radio
while we were
WGXC.
Talking. So welcome.
7 p.m. Well, youth
hi.
From Hudson.
Happy Eid.
Talk with Hudson
thank
Library
you.
Coordinator.
When our radio
Emily
listeners
Emily
listen, Smedis I will be,
on
I guess,
Bound by
yesterday.
Books. And at 10 p.m.,
or a few days
AJ Barr is live from Hudson with the Friday Night Vibes.
Because we're in a time warp.
Radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Time travelers.
Catskill Hudson. Radio for open ears.
Because do this on Wednesday. And then to radio listeners, we do this on Friday. So it's like we're like tomorrow to you guys is yesterday.
WGXC underwriting support is
anyways,
provided
Mishuta
by Mid-Hudson Cable,
Fatia,
serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital
yes,
cable, high-speed
awesome
internet, and cable phone
story.
Services for homes and
like,
businesses since 1971.
So
Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web
great.
At mhcable.com.
It's called Half Chicken.
WGXC
and
is
half
made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson,
one
New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's
most
dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Today is a great day for America.
President Joe Biden celebrated the CDC's announcement that fully vaccinated Americans can go without masks indoors and outdoors. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky cautioned that unvaccinated people are still at risk.
If you are not fully vaccinated, you are not fully protected, and so you need to be continuing to wear your mask.
Masks will still be required in healthcare settings and on public transportation. Biden also encouraged patients dealing with East Coast gas shortages caused by a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation.
The president urged consumers don't buy more gas than needed and warned stations against price gouging. The gas supply is expected to improve this weekend. Meanwhile, Biden said he still wants a bipartisan compromise on infrastructure, and he said he's optimistic after a White House meeting with GOP senators. Republicans have put forward a much smaller proposal than Biden's $2.3 trillion plan.
Then Biden said, hey, my friend, can you help me, and Half Chicken was a little bit nicer, and then he helped the fire. Then, and the way he saw the water needed help, and Half Chicken helped the water. And then on the way, yeah, he saw the wind said, oh, I need help. And then Half Chicken helped him. Then he finally reached the Marco City. Then he passed by two guards. Then one of the guards was laughing at him. Then
The other one said that if you want to see it, go to the back door. Then you will have to go to the kitchen door. And then the half chicken looked into the guard. But he did not know that something terrible was happening in his way. And then when he came to the kitchen door, something unexpected happened. Then the cook said, what have I have here? Just what I need for to make a soup. And then he boiled him with hot water, put the stew on. But the queen said that the queen didn't want to eat anything but just water. But luckily, he got help. Half chicken got helped by his three friends, fire, wind, and water. And fire, wind, and water all helped him. And then the end. That was the story. Oh, the book fell.
That was quite the adventure that half chicken went on.
But half chicken did not listen to his mom because he was too excited to go. But he is a little bit nice.
Yeah, there's like two versions of it. One of the version was like the video storytelling. And in that version, he wasn't nice. So his mom told him before, like the adventure he took of like, always be nice to people because you don't know when you will need them. So then he didn't listen to his mom and he didn't like help the fire, wind, and water. And then like, so they, when the chef was burning him in the hot boiling water, they didn't help him. So then he ended up being in like, and then the wind like blowed him to the top of the Mexico City, like where you could see the chicken nowadays, like in the top of the building, like a statue.
Yeah. I looked up a picture of one version of the book, and in the description, it's basically saying, like, this is the story of weather vanes. You know how there's often, like, a rooster or chicken on a weather vane on top of a building? Like, it's apparently a folktale that's talking about that.
And that is true. Is it a true story? I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to check. Is it a true story?
I think it's a folktale. So it's a, sometimes people write stories to describe things that are real, but the story itself is made up.
I'm going to look it up in my computer.
Okay, cool. It's good to do research, not just believe everything you hear. Yeah. Even from a trusted friend and librarian.
No.
I'm just kidding.
She believes you, but.
That's good to research.
Yeah.
She might get more details because I only have this brief blurb about it, so she can find out even more info.
Yeah, since you said that you looked up the picture, now she wants to look at the picture. That's what she means.
Yeah, that was a fun story, though. I had never heard that before.
Yeah, they were reading it in class, and she shared it with me, and then we watched the story together on YouTube. It was really good.
But thanks for sharing, Fatia. Mashuda, did you have anything that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I have a poem, as usual, The Raven. Great. By Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a time, a midnight dray, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Oh, distinctly, I remember it was in the bleak December in which separate dying ember wrote its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books, Sarkis of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare radiant maiden,
whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here for evermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple string thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I still repeating, tease some visitor, entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor, entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more. Presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitantly them no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into the darkness, peering long, I stood there wandering, fearing, doubting, dreaming, dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Okay, do you want me to continue? It's pretty long.
I forget how long it is, but
it's like long. I don't want to.
I guess people can always look it up if they want to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I love like how descriptive this poem is. It's like every word, like when I picture it, it leads to the word raven. Because like raven, I think like it symbolizes darkness. Like it's like silhouette of like darkness, evil. And it just makes a picture of, well, this might be a very, very scary night that the author was going through. It's like when he opens the door, he doesn't see anyone there. Like it's like he talks about like it's a scary night than any mortal could imagine. It's like I get a sense that this raven is immortal. It's like it's the scariest being ever. And it's like hunting him. And he's like, he's thinking, it's like, it's a raven that's Lenore. It's like a, you know, it's like a for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Nameless here forevermore. It's like, I don't know, like, it's just, like it's an angel, but then it's also a raven. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I tend to be drawn more to poems that don't rhyme, but I really love the rhyming in Edgar Allan Poe's poems. I don't know, they work for me.
Yeah. I really like him. Like his poems are like always like so descriptive, and it's like, I feel like he can make a award-winning poem out of like writing a poem about pencil. He can be so descriptive about pencil and still win like I get the best poem award. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like it's very descriptive and like you're in the moment.
He definitely sets a mood and like describes the scene in a way that it really comes to life. Well, our radio listeners can look that up if they want to read the rest.
Sorry, like a train.
It's a train. That's like the olden days at WGXC when we used to be by the 7th Street Park. It was a train would often come through right while we were doing our show.
Yeah, I remember those times.
And it was always so loud in the studio, but you usually couldn't really hear it on the radio. But it was hard to like not mention it because it was so loud. But anyways, I think we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a good week filled with lots of quality reading time. And yeah, we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Quality reading time.
Until then, happy
reading.
Yeah. And happy Eid.
Yes, happy Eid in the past. to our tram travelers.
I almost said, so snip, snap, snout, this tale is out, because at school we're doing a shadow puppet school for the preschoolers, and we practice once every few days. And today we practice about an hour before school ended, so I'm still on shadow puppet play mode.
So what is that?